Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys. And if you don't recognize any of the songs inside there, I say maybe you've been locked up in a cave for the last 4 years. 10 years? How long back? You remember the old Buddy Holly songs? And I mean the rock culture, the contemporary approach to music didn't put you asleep. Jet's been with us a long time. Oh, Ira J. Cook rapping at you. It's 12:18 on Stereo 94 in the Motor City.
Start kicking, start kicking, start kicking. The last guy you want to see. Start kicking.
Ever been to a party when the conversation...
Checking the metro weather, my friend. Cloudy and mild tonight. We'll have a chance of rain. Our low, 58 degrees. We'll have more showers or thunder showers Wednesday. And it'll continue through the afternoon and nighttime. Rain and rain and more rain all the way up until Thursday morning. And who knows what's going to happen then. Our high tomorrow is 75 degrees. Our low tomorrow night, 65. Currently, 64 degrees in Metro Detroit. Let it be me. That's Betty Everett and Jerry Butler from yesteryear. It's 12:22 right now on Stereo 94 WHFI. I'm a mail freak. Not that I dig mails as such, but mail. Difference, man. Post office type thing. And received a letter today from a friend of mine who is in the Peace Corps, and he's stationed down in Africa. And we just get the most fantastic letters from the guy talking about exactly what's happening in Africa, because you get things that just, you don't get the same kind of approach when you read things in your daily newspaper. And I mean, the things that we heard today, I mean, the conditions there, they're frightful, he says. Everybody's dirty and lazy and apathetic and immoral. And what's worse, the natives have a lot of troubles too, man. Here's one for Don Alcorn.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Hope you can dig it, amigo.
Everybody else in Detroit.
For God's sakes, turn around.
W-H-F-I.
All right, that's Johnny Rivers there, and I could never understand why he'd be cutting a record about the clergy. I mean, after all, sacred agent man?
When you display a work of art in your home, you'll want it framed by the best. Artists Supply Center, block south of 12 Mile Road.
You're listening to the Ira J. Cook Show now till 2 o'clock on WHFI, Stereo 94 Birmingham. It's 12:30. One Mary Hopkin at 12:32 on Stereo 94, and this is Ira J. Cook, somewhat new voice to you, but hope in just a little bit of a while we can get to be good friends, okay? And, oh yes, excuse me for knocking your ear up. Did you hear the, now this is just between you and me now, so I can't talk too loud, but did you hear about Don Z? Don Z has had his voice insured with Lloyd's of London for $20,000. $20,000. Can you dig that? I wonder what he did with the money. I just want, I got $20,000, man. What a bargain, man. Let's just hit it together for a little friendly loan there, Don, baby. Old buddy, old friend, eh? Here's the Procol Harum and something I think you'll dig. It's a whiter shade of pale.
We skip the light fandango.
WHFI, Stereo 94.
Music from the Rascals. That's C. At 20 minutes in front of 1 o'clock, the new Ira J. Cook Show. And we're cooking, so speak, not till 2 o'clock in the morning on Stereo 94. Had a chance today to do a bit of talking with Robert R. Roberts, who does the morning show 6 to 10 in the morning on WHFI Stereo 94. And he said an amazing thing to me. He said, Ira, you know, 50%, I say 50% of the people in Southfield have swimming pools in their yards. Well, I did a bit of checking, and I have news for you, Robert. The people in Southfield might call them swimming pools, but the rest of us might call them clogged sewers. And there's one way you can clean those things up. Charmel's tell you how to do it. It's with a little bit of soap.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face.
That's what it was. Charmel's, a little bit of soap there. Isn't it amazing how the songs remain in your mind? And you can remember the words to the old ones and the people who do them sometimes. And it's just strange because you get these memories going. And I just don't think I'm ever going to be able to forget some of these songs that we hear in the last past 10 years or so, next 10 years. And I wonder what we're going to be thinking in the year 2525.
In the year 2525.
525. Can you imagine what things are going to be like? I tell you, one thing that I'm pretty sure of we'll still have the same is everybody's going to have to get off on a vacation, and even the little kids are going to have to still go off to camp. And I wonder if in 2525, or in 3535, or 9595, if they're still going to have the same problems getting the kids off to camp like, the people next door to me. Terrible, terrible. I mean, you could hear the yelling and the screaming trying to get the kids off to camp. Now, this was 4 days ago. This is 4 days ago, and they're trying to get the kids off to camp. And to pack the kids, just to get the bare necessities. I mean, what do you do when the stereo doesn't fit in the same suitcase as the television?
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself.
Yep, and telling it like it is at 10 in front of 1 o'clock with Ira J. Cook from Stereo 94. Checking our metro weather, it'll be cloudy and mild tonight. We'll have a chance of precipitation and also a chance of rain, which is worse, and a low of 58 degrees. We can expect some showers or thunder showers Wednesday afternoon and night, with rain continuing through Thursday morning. Our high tomorrow will be 75, our low tomorrow night 65, and right now we have 64 degrees. And good morning to you, Starshine. Here's Oliver for you. Okay. Good morning, Starshine. And you know what they say, they sing in Kentucky. The bootleggers, they all get around there. They don't say, good morning, Starshine. They get up and they say, good morning, moonshine, and do their own little thing. And WHFI, take your loving grandmother to a picnic this Sunday if the weather's nice. Time is now 5 minutes in front of 2 o'clock. I'm the Ira J. Cook Show. And stand by from now until 2 o'clock in the morning for some really good things musically. We'll be hitting some of the best things from the current crop. Cream of the crop, maybe? Cream of the crop, anybody? And some memories I think you'll dig. Like this one from Georgie Fame. Anybody know? Yeah, yeah.
Every evening. When all my days were pursued, I call my baby and ask her what's her with you. When I was just a little boy, you know my...
He needs people who will counsel informally or formally with individuals. Imagine what would happen if Eddie Martin at the Chamber of Commerce in Ann Arbor could get the benefit of the people in this room